The only reason you wouldn't like selling as a career or as a requirement to get by or to survive in life, there's only one reason. Do you want to know the only true reason someone doesn't or wouldn't enjoy it? Well, I'm going to tell you the way. Because there's only one real reason, and it's not all the reasons you've heard. It's not because you don't like rejection. I mean, really, who does? Meet somebody that likes rejection, and it might be somebody you don't want to hang out with. Look, it's not because you're lazy. Everyone is lazy when they fail. Don't kid yourself. You know, I push hard, work hard, and create a lot so I can be lazy. You get it? I work so I can be lazy. Everyone is lazy when they fail. I don't want to be lazy because I'm failing. I want to be lazy loaf because I won so much I can take some time off, kick back, and waste money. But remember this, particularly if you're a manager. You will see laziness happen when failures happen. Everyone is lazy when they fail, and most people are then trying to avoid more failure and start backing away, appearing to be lazy. It's not because they don't like people. Well, why is that guy not waiting on people now? What's going on? Why don't they go talk to people? Why isn't she going on auditions? Why isn't he making sales calls? Because he's trying to avoid failure, man. Everyone's lazy when they fail. We all like people when they're successful. You know, you like people? They're all saying yes to you. What do you do? I want to meet more of these people. I want to go hang out with them. I want to spend the day with them. Exactly. Winning begets winning. Failure causes people to be lazy, to avoid failure. The only reason a person does not like what he is doing is because he does not know what he is doing. If you don't like your job, you've lost interest in your job. It's because you don't know something about that area. He's not winning, and he does not win because there's something he does not know. And if you don't win, you're not going to like your job. The doctor who cannot save lives will not like being a doctor. I don't care what he's paid. He's going to go home at night exhausted. The teacher who cannot get her students to learn will sooner or later become disenchanted with teaching. She's not able to sell her ideas. A salesman who cannot close deals will not like selling. Therein lies the only reason you will not like being a salesperson. When you don't understand something, you're not in control. When you're not in control, you're not going to like what you're doing. Why? Because you're not getting results. Yeah, I met this guy once, good friend of mine today, partner in a business named Scott Morgan. I met him back in 1995, I think, back in 1995. And we were considering this new business partnership. He came to me with this idea about how to expand the business, and he wanted to run it. I was giving a presentation just a short time after that in Vancouver, British Columbia. He lived in Orlando. I told him, hey, meet me in Vancouver. I'm going skiing for the weekend. Let's talk about what we can do together in an arrangement, you know, a business arrangement, and we'll get in a little skiing. Well, Scott had never skied before, so I suggested he take a beginner class. He arrogantly, he's a redneck, by the way, puffed out his chest and decided a beginner class was beneath him. The next morning, the two of us, and I tried to talk him out of it, but very stubborn guy. He says, no, I can do it. I can figure it out. I'll figure it out as I go. Well, the next morning, the two of us took ski lifts to the top of Mount Whistler, one of the steepest vertical mountains in North America. Well, Scott looked up as we were going up the tram and then the ski lift, and I could tell he was like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten into here? We got to the top of the mountain. Scott looked down, then at me, and we both knew he was in big trouble. But I did like his commitment. See, he knew nothing about selling, let alone how he was supposed to get down the mountain. Look, he didn't know the difference between green and black slopes. He didn't know what a mogul was. He didn't know what a wide run was. He didn't know where to go or where to avoid. While I admire this courage and this commitment, I observed that he didn't understand the value, fully understand the value of training, education, and knowingness. Well, Scott paid the price. He spent one day, 8 hours, getting down that mountain. And to my knowledge, he's never put on a pair of skis again. Well, when we finally made it down to the bottom of the mountain, I suggested that we start a training company together, because I admired his courage and his commitment so much. But I told him, look, let's start this company so that salespeople will never have to have or experience in their careers what you had to experience on this mountain today. Let's have a mission and a commitment to making sure people know everything they can about this job called selling. Scott and I have been business partners for many years now, over 15 years. He is one of the most persistent people I have ever known, and has made a full-time commitment to helping others through training so they can have successful careers that they can take to the mountaintop.